It is the big question of the hour. Who is the middle class? Economists really have not been able to settle this argument for decades, ever since the idea of middle class first emerged, as opposed to just lower and upper.
I think it's a state of mind as much as an economic designation.
Interesting.
We'll find out over the course of the hour.
Well, Takeaway Work contributor Beth Koblenner is with us all hour long to talk more about this and about President Obama's political tour this week. He's going to be focusing on middle-class voters. But we also want you to weigh in. Call us at 8778-MY-TAKE. Do you feel like you're in the middle class?
Hi, this is Christine. I'm calling from Brooklyn. I grew up in a family struggling to make ends meet and only one parent working consistently. And now I'm officially a member of the middle class. I'm a New York City public school teacher, but inside I still feel like I'm a member of the struggling class, working very hard to make ends meet and being incredibly proud when a member of our family graduates from college and even high school. When money and education become a given, then I think that a person can really fully feel like a member of the middle class.
Joining us also this morning is Edward Wolfe. He's a professor of economics at NYU and author of Top Heavy, The Increasing Inequality of Wealth in America and What Can Be Done About It. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we've heard a number of comments from our listeners where they're struggling to define what is middle class. So you just heard Christine talking about having the benefit, the guarantee of a college education making you middle class. We heard someone else saying, we have a little leftover for vacations and nights out for dinner. That makes us middle class. What working definition can we use?
Well, actually, I think all these are good definitions of the middle class. Like Beth, I tend to define it according to income, about 35 to maybe 80 or 90,000 a year is what I would call the middle class. But these are people who have to work for a living, obviously. They can't depend on clipping coupons. And they also have to watch what they consume. They're pretty close to the edge in terms of.
So they're kind of fragile.
Absolutely. I would say the struggling class, as one of the people who called in called it, is probably an apt description. These are people who, if they can afford a vacation a year, that's pretty good. I mean, these are people who basically make ends meet, don't really have much in the way of luxury consumption, are always on the lookout for losing their job. I mean, the high unemployment rate and the official unemployment rate is high, but the unofficial disguised unemployment is even higher. So these people are constantly on
the edge.
That's quite a list, Professor. I mean, it seems like that's exactly the opposite of what the middle class was supposed to be, aspirational, with luxury goods, with a sense that we're not struggling. We're ahead here. Our kids are going to be better
stable.
Than we are. Would you say that's correct?
I think one of the main things is many people used to feel you're middle class if you're working hard and you're doing pretty well, and you feel like your kids are going to do better than you one day.
Right.
And I think that dream is gone.
Statistically, it says that it's gone.
Correct. Yeah. And emotionally, and as you were saying, state of mind-wise, I feel like people feel that they work. And, you know, Elizabeth Warren, who I'm a huge fan of, has done a lot of work on this, talking about how, you know, you used to have one income. Now you have two incomes. And that not only means that two people have to earn, but then you have to have two cars to get to work. And you need to have childcare because two people are working. You know, the expenses have gone up so dramatically when you look at things like healthcare and college costs. So for a typical middle class family who says, gee, I used to be able to buy a home when I was in my early 30s or... it just doesn't feel doable for many people.
Well, it appears that the middle class lifestyle that we all think of is actually something that has been kind of disappearing for a while. I mean, in order for people to maintain a so-called middle class lifestyle, first they had to have two incomes, then they started going into debt. So, Professor Wolfe, are we really seeing what Elizabeth Warren has said is the possible extinction of the middle class in the United States?
Well, I'm afraid I would agree with her. Perhaps the most telling figure is in terms of their wealth. The middle class used to basically own their own home, have a relatively manageable mortgage, be able to accumulate some savings, put money into a pension account, have some put money into a savings account, even buy some stocks and bonds. Today, that's not the case. They're lucky if they can hold on to their home. In fact, what I've seen in my research is a huge drop in the wealth of the middle class, particularly over the last 2 years, 35% decline. I mean, this is huge.
That's big. Well, look, politically, I mean, Obama's out in the country, going to try to talk to middle class workers. What do you think? And we're going to find out in 2010. Is the implication? Are people coming into the middle class inclined to reward the Democrats for opening the door for them? And are these struggling middle class folks who maybe are dropping out inclined to punish the Democrats, do you think, for their misfortunes?
Oh, I think punish is the apt word. I think the middle class is really frustrated. The rise of the Tea Party is one indication of this. I think the middle class is really squeezed, and they're going to take it out on the Democrats. I think that's
well,
what's going to
happen. Well, let me ask you both. If the United States, since the day of yeoman farmers, have been the middle class has been kind of driving the economy with conspicuous consumption, what happens to the economy? What does the economy look like when we take the middle out of it?
Well, that's a problem. The thing that's been driving productivity for years and the GDP has been consumption. And so we have seen people cut back on that in the last year or two. Savings rates have gone up. You know, a couple of years ago, say 3 years ago, savings rates were down to 1%. Now they're about 6%. So people are getting nervous. And the good news is sometimes that they're saving more. But really, the middle class has been the indebted class. You know, the typical household has $7,000 in credit card debt. So if you're saying their income is only $50,000, but their debt is $7,000, they're living on $57,000. And so that's the sort of disconnect between the reality and the problems people have gotten into trying to live what they think is the middle class.
Okay.
So the political takeaway here is out in the hustings, Obama's going to hear not people who are worried about cash flow, but people who've had their dreams taken away. That's a different kind of anger.
Right. And that's not necessarily only a problem of the Great Recession. It looks like it's been put into place for decades. Edward Wolff is a professor of economics at New York University, also author of Top Heavy, The Increasing Inequality of Wealth in America, and What Can Be Done About. Thank you so much, Professor. Also, Beth Koblenner is with us all hour long as we continue this discussion of the middle class. And we want to ask you, who is in the middle class? How would you define it, the middle class? Are you in the middle class? Were you? Are you now? Let us know. 877-8-MY-TAKE or thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.